Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Thank goodness it's Friday. And not only is it Friday, it is Cinco de Mayo. So happy TGIF. Happy Cinco de Mayo. I know in America we like to celebrate, so I think I'll be celebrating. Right along with everybody. I don't know if I have any Mexican listeners, but if I do, happy Cinco de Mayo. And I'm happy you're here. And if you're not, but you still celebrate, I'm happy you're here too. I am a little bit pooped out today. I was up very late. I found motivation and started writing this script that I'm really, really enjoying. Maybe a little too much. But I'd like to be honest with you guys and tell you that I had a bit of, we're going to say writer's block or creative block this week. I'm not sure. It can happen to anybody. And it's one of those things that's very real, and I think I've talked about it before, that sometimes people feel imposter syndrome, which is not something that I feel. I always have made that connection about, like, there are things that exist in this world, and you're allowed to do them, and whether you're at one side of the spectrum as, like, complete beginner, novice, no idea, or if you're like the utmost expert in the field, you're still allowed to just do the things. And, you know, if it's art, you're an artist. You know, you don't have to feel like an imposter, but it's a very valid thing, that feeling. And I think maybe writer's block is the closest I get to that. Sometimes where my creative juices aren't flowing, or there's something tilted in my universe that makes me reluctant to start a project. And maybe you felt that before, that paralyzed feeling of starting is the hardest part of a project, or deciding the project. I have so many things I'm backlogged on and so many people I owe things to that I was feeling a bit paralyzed this week in my process. But, you know, there are things you can do, and I utilized the tools in my kit. You know, one of the things was to just take a break. And I really did that a little bit this week. After traveling and seeing family that was a little mentally tiring, I took some time and stepped away from the computer a little bit more this week and did some tasks around the house and did some cleaning and let my brain stop worrying about it by distracting it. So sometimes just stepping away from writing or recording can help. Changing my environment. You know, I was gone. I think I took a couple extra trips to the store and just to try and shake things up a little bit. Breaking down why I was feeling overwhelmed, it's like self-sabotaging, and I'm sure that some of you have felt that way too, and I'm here to say that it's okay. There's no rules. You're awesome. It's fine. It's fine if your brain is a little bit paralyzed and you can't get over the hump. The important thing is the steps that you take to try and get yourself over the hump. And so a different approach, maybe you're struggling with a project and you want to try something from like a different angle, change your perspective, you know, think about your scenario from somebody else's point of view, I do that a lot. I think about what you guys are waiting for. And I use that, you know, I role play being my own patron sometimes. Isn't that kind of kinky? And after I took a break and I talked to some of my friends, sometimes just saying it out loud. Yesterday I spoke to somebody and I was like, I have writer's block. I am creatively blocked. And the act of saying it out loud and addressing the actual issue unlocked something in my mind. It made me verbalize it. It made me acknowledge its existence. It made it less threatening to put a spotlight on it. And then ultimately, one of the biggest things for me to get over the creative hump is to just start writing. And it doesn't have to be good. It doesn't have to be well-articulated thoughts. But man, I started writing last night and I didn't stop till after 3 a.m. So, you know, I think I got up to like 3,000 words. And I'm going to record it today and get it out to you. Hopefully I'll get the raw version out later, but it just feels so good. I'm not going to lie. Like even thinking about it, I can feel the creative juices flowing inside of me. And I'm excited and, you know, getting over the hump should help me get to the projects that I have been like mentally pushing off. You know, it's easy to, when you get behind, just have that feeling of like, just give up. But Smutty, don't play that, baby. And neither should you. So don't give up. Just write through it. Even if you're not feeling inspired, even if there's like, you know, just set aside some time and do the thing. And even if it's only a little bit, sometimes I think, okay, I'm going to sit down and do this for just a few minutes. And then all of a sudden it's like a couple hours later and you're like, oh my God, you just had to start. So that is my Friday weekend motivation for you. And now I'm excited the weekend's coming, but yeah, it's going to be I'll give you a little teaser, a little preview. It's going to be a fun little don't think, sink kind of audio. I tried to say it out of order so I don't accidentally drop you. But it's definitely a more stupider, more better, you feel good. There's going to be two versions. One of them is going to be a more safe for work version that I can probably do to YouTube when I get around to it. And I definitely wrote a really fun, not safe for work portion of it. So I have to finish up the finale and do a little wakener talk. But yeah, I'm feeling good about it. I'm feeling motivated. So thank goodness inspiration has come. And hopefully so will you. Oh, sorry, inappropriate. I would never. So anyway, longer greeting this morning because I am feeling motivated to don't hold on to your fears. Don't hold on to your anxieties. Speak them out loud. I have people in my life, bless their souls, that get to listen to me rant and rave. And my gamer friends are all very supportive. And my therapist, honestly. Oh, they get to hear the most. So just keep being awesome. You guys have been so fucking cool. And oh, I am thinking of you listening to these words. Whew. And it's exciting my little heart. So, all right. Anyway, I think I've teased it enough. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Happy Friday. hopefully some warmer weather. I ran out of heating fuel, so my house is freezing. But don't worry, I'm getting some delivered. It was stupid. The gauge wasn't reading properly. So it said I had a quarter of a tank, but it's definitely empty. So send warm thoughts. I'm going to do some self-hypnosis, thinking of a warm summer beach day. In with the good. Out with the bad. Warm summer beach day. The ocean gently lapping at my toes. The sun beaming down on my wonderfully slathered skin with SPF because I burn like a crisp. Oh, all right, you guys, be so good and look out for my hypnosis later. That is going to be currently the file. The working title is Complex Brain Hypnosis. Don't worry, it won't make things complex. I'm trying something new with the induction to make you more dumber. All right. Have a good day. This is my last time saying goodbye. Have a good day. Love you. Bye.